didn't say a chance of snow shower. So Thursday, partly sunny and a small chance of a snow shower. A high just 36 on Thursday, 35 on Friday with some sunshine. We're at 45 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Year Bank studios. Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Mularkey's coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Monday edition. It's your turn. We've had quite a bit of sunshine here over the past couple of hours, and there's no complaints about that. And I almost hate to talk about how warm it's been this month of January. I don't want to jinx things, but wow. 70 or thereabouts this past weekend. Got pretty windy, but 70. And pretty nice out there today, too. And it looks like we'll have this mild weather through the middle of the week. And then it's going to turn more seasonal. When will the snow, the frigid, I don't know when it's coming, sometime. Hey, we've got a good program today. Our first guests are with us here in the studio to talk about a new show that opens at the Butler Little Theater this weekend. The producer of the show is Amy Kennard. Amy, it's always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. Thank you.
And one of the cast members is Sis Fleming. And Sis, same. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Dave.
Now, I'm thinking, isn't this a little early for the January show of the Little Theater? Or I always thought that opened right at the end of January. Is that a quirk in the calendar this year?
It is a quirk in the calendar because of the way Thanksgiving fell and the other holidays of the year. They were all very close together, so it put ours a little bit closer in the year as well.
Well, that's happened to a number of things this year, including football games and everything else.
Exactly.
Everything's kind of screwed up by the way the calendar fell. Well, at any rate, maybe a little earlier than folks expected, but that's all the more reason for us to talk about it today because the show opens this weekend, right? This coming weekend.
Yes, it does, on Friday. Mm-hmm.
What's the show, Sis?
The show is Lunch Hour, and it is being directed by Dawn Scheer.
Gene Kerr is the author. Comedy, drama? What are we talking about here?
It's definitely a comedy, but there are some touching moments in it as well.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I know Gene Kerr from was a previous play called Please Don't Eat the Daisies, probably our most famous work. But now you said you saw this show quite some time ago.
I actually saw Lunch Hour on Broadway with the original cast of Sam Waterston and Gilda Radner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, back in the early 80s, if I have to admit it.
Now, when I think of, I've never seen this play, but when I think of Lunch Hour and comedy, I think of Seinfeld and George and Elaine in the restaurant there, you know.
No, not at all.
Some of the funniest bits in the Seinfeld show was when I was sitting in the restaurant. This has nothing to do with that, Sis Fleming, I guess?
No, nothing at all. It's about a marriage therapist who is writing a book, and he and his wife have gone to this beach house so that he can have time to finish the book, and mm-hmm. they're just having some issues in their marriage. There isn't a whole lot of communication there, so the wife has an affair. And
now we're getting interesting.
So it's like I said, it's not a topic that usually poke fun at, but the way that it is written, it's easy for us to just kind of laugh about the different situations that are involved in the affair and the potential affair that is discussed as well.
Is there another couple? Or?
Yes. I'm married to Oliver, who is the marriage therapist. Mm-hmm. And I am having an affair with another person. His name is Peter. And Peter is married to Carrie. And Carrie finds out that we're having an affair. So she wants to confront me about it. Doesn't run into me, but meets my husband. And so they start to hatch this plan to come up with their own little affair to make us jealous.
A pretend affair.
Oh, it's not a real one.
No, they pretend that they have been doing it.
Well, there's a lot of fake news going around these days.
Exactly. And there's a crazy neighbor that gets involved as well.
This, I can't help but think of a very well-known Noel Coward play called Private Lives.
A little bit like that, yeah.
Two couples, affairs. But that's kind of, well, Noel Coward, how would you describe his comedy? It's not slapstick, it's kind of an elegant comedy type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
There are some laugh out loud moments in this?
Oh, there are a lot of out loud moments.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the people that we have in the show. Stefan Lingenfelder plays Oliver. And that's my husband.
The marriage therapist?
Yes.
Okay. I want to keep my characters straight here. Okay.
And, of course, if you've seen Stefan at all, you know he is a wonderful actor and can bring any character to life. And Sarah... Also, Sarah Aldemari, she plays Carrie, and she also does an awesome job with her quirky character that she has.
How about the other guy?
Peter, who is the one that I'm having an affair with, is married to Carrie, and he is played by Gino DiNardo, Jr.
Well, there's a name I'm not familiar with. Is that a newcomer to the Butler Little Theater stage?
Yes, he's from Pittsburgh, and this is his very first show here.
Oh, terrific. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He drives up from Pittsburgh for rehearsal? Wow.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Our director, has been really wonderful about working around everyone's schedules. And one of the things we were able to do was actually have a few rehearsals over weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier for him to come up from Pittsburgh to fit in.
Don Shearer is directing this show.
Mm-hmm.
People may remember him from, it's one of the Neil Simon things.
Biloxi Blues.
Biloxi Blues, yeah.
As well as God of Carnage.
Has he directed before?
Yes, he directed Other People's Money just a few years back.
Mm-hmm. So Don Shearer's directing, you're producing Amy.
Yes.
And, one other cast member, Grant Clark.
Yes.
How does he fit in?
Grant plays the landlord, who is an actor who rents out part of his house. Because it's in the Hamptons, so as an actor, he can't afford this place himself, so he rents it out for the summer to different people. And so he gets involved because he ends up knowing Carrie. So that's how he gets involved. And Grant is doing a wonderful job of bringing his character to life as well. He's making it very humorous.
Well, if it's in the Hamptons, he better rent it out for a pretty high amount. Cause that,
we assume so.
Yes.
Either one of you ever been to the Hamptons?
I have, yes. My mother was actually born out there.
I've driven through, and wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty high-class real estate there.
Mm-hmm.
Does the entire play take place at this beach house in the Hamptons?
Yes, the whole thing takes place there within a day.
So,
a day's time.
What's the set look like? Is it do we imagine things, or is it more of a realistic set?
We have a pretty nice set. Art Black built it for us, and Don and I and a few others have stepped up and brought in furniture and paintings and plants. There are a lot of plants. And
it's a beach house, right?
It's a beach house. Yeah. It's also a little part of the story with the landlord, with Grant Alan Clark's character. So. But, yeah, I think I love my set. I think it's beautiful.
Is there a time frame that's given for this play? I mean, is it present day?
It's pretty much modern. We're putting it at around the year 2000, roughly, when we think about any kind of dressing or anything. But it's all very modern.
Mm-hmm. And does it all take place in the summertime? Or
yes, same day. It's all in one day.
All in one day. Yes.
It's like Ulysses by James Joyce.
Not quite.
All one day. So everyone eventually meets each other, all the parties in these adulterous affairs, one real and one imagined.
Right, correct. They all meet. Like I said, Carrie comes to meet me. My character is Nora. She comes to meet Nora to talk. She wanted to talk, woman to woman, about what was going on. And I wasn't there at the time, so she talked to my husband, and that's when they started to hatch this make-believe affair.
Does your husband also know what's going on here?
Carrie tells him.
Oh, that must have been an interesting scene when he finds out about this.
Huh? He does have sort of an inkling that something is happening, but it's not until Carrie bluntly tells him that he has to face up to what is actually going on.
Where do these romantic tete-a-tetes take place? Is that also in the Hamptons? Or?
Oh, that's never discussed. That's all something that's happened beforehand, so you really don't know.
That's not
just
discussed.
One of those things that's out there. Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not mentioned where.
But in the affair that is being concocted, that is something that they do discuss. Where did we meet and blah, blah, blah. So, they try to, put down every fact that they're going to need to carry out this, supposed affair.
And that's where the title comes from, because they decide that it's going to be the lunch hour during Oliver's business day.
That's when they're going to have their romantic tete-a-tete?
That's what the pretend date is, or time is.
Gene Kerr is the author of Lunch Hour, a comedy that opens this weekend at the Butler Little Theater. Still the same running time? You have a Friday, a Saturday night, and a Sunday matinee, and then all next week, right?
Well, Tuesday through Saturday, yes. Mm-hmm. We're always dark on Monday.
So, well, theaters all over the world are dark on
Pretty
Monday.
Pretty much.
Give the actors a rest. So that's 8 performances altogether.
Correct.
What about tickets? Are they available already?
Tickets are available online at bltgroup.org, or you can call the theater Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and make a reservation that way. And, of course, we always accept walk-ins on the night of the performance.
The show opens this Friday night at the Butler Little Theater. We'll take a break. Back to chat more with Sis and with Amy here on It's Your Turn on WISR. Monday edition, 13th of January, almost halfway through January already. It's okay.
Amazing.
Okay by me. The quicker January and February go by, the better. We'll be back with more right after these words.
Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, the only executive-level fitness center in Butler, providing a clean, unintimidating environment with modern equipment and a full-time staff to assist you. A proud partner of the Silver Sneakers and Prime Networks, Applewood offers classes like Silver Sneakers, Pyo, and high-intensity interval training. Open daily, the fitness center has flexible membership options and discounts for students, military, and paid EMS employees. See more at applewoodchiro.com. Must have valid student or military ID or proof of EMS employment for discount.
Concordia Visiting Nurses Elder Pages Pittsburgh helps you to stay independent by taking charge of your life in order to preserve your physical abilities. Is it Alzheimer's or the normal forgetfulness of aging? Elder Pages Pittsburgh can provide answers. Discover tips for living well with CHF, COPD, and diabetes. Visit ElderPagesPittsburgh.com by Concordia Visiting Nurses.
I'm going to talk a little bit with our guests about some of their experience. Both of these women have been involved with the Butler Little Theater for some time. Sis Fleming, you've done. Do you ever count up how many shows you've been involved with?
No, I haven't counted. The last one that I was on stage was the Dixie Swim Club, which was last season.
Great show.
Oh,
last year.
It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely a great show. All women, by the way.
All women. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we still get together today. We try to get together like once a month.
What, do you go to the Y to go swimming or what?
No, just, you know, we get together to have dinner. Or,
I was just kidding.
Yeah. No.
Swim club, get it?
You know? Right, right, right. Yeah. But no.
That was the most enjoyable show.
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
One of the ones I've enjoyed the most over the past several years, actually. It was very good.
And then my next show will be the one that we have coming up, which is, I can't remember the name. Okay, An Inspector Calls. I am co-producing that with Stephanie Coble, and Dennis Casey is directing.
Sounds like a mystery. Is that it?
It is.
It is.
Inspector Calls?
It is.
I like a good mystery every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the film over the holidays, Knives Out. Did anybody see that?
No.
Mystery with the all-star cast.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis,
Daniel Craig, a bunch of other people, too. Great mystery. It's like an Agatha Christie thing.
Good.
Amy Kennard, not only you, but your entire family. Has,
oh, gosh,
long roots in the Butler Little Theater.
Just a few years.
Yeah.
I'm at, I believe, my 43rd year with Butler Little Theater. It's 53 years with Musical Theater Guild.
Your mom and dad were both extremely active.
Yep, my brothers.
All your brothers. Your mom extremely well known for her work with the Little Theater for many, many years.
Oh, yes.
You could not go to the Little Theater or be involved without knowing your mom.
Yes, I know. And it's kind of nice. The young people are starting to call me Mama. And my mother was always known as Mama June.
Mama June,
so now it's like Mama Amy. And it's like, well, that sort of runs in the family, I guess.
That's terrific. And you, I understand, are chairing the children's workshop this year at the Little Theater.
I am,
is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell our listeners about that, because some folks may not be familiar with it.
Well, Butler Little Theater has a children's workshop program that we run. It's a 12-week course in here in the winter. We start in January. The children have anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks of classwork, and then we pick a show, and the teachers present an actual production on the last night. And we have three different classes that are broken down by grades. We have a third, fourth grade class being taught by Katie Wayne this year, the fifth, sixth grade class by Casey Bowser, and seventh through 12th grade is being taught by Bob Meals this year.
Great opportunity for kids and young adults, actually, the older ones, to get involved in theater. It's amazing how many people you'll talk to who are involved in Butler Little Theater, a Musical Theater Guild show, and they'll say they got their start at the Children's Workshop.
There are a lot of those, yeah.
Are there still openings, or have classes started
already? The
classes already
have been closed. The registration's closed now. But, we start classwork actually tonight. The first group is getting there tonight about 5:30 or so, and they're going to get a kickoff on the whole season.
I think it's invaluable for young people, even the little kids.
It is.
To get the experience of being up on stage in front of others and being able to, you know, even though it's just a kid's play that they're putting on, great experience to get over the fear of, you know, speaking in public and being up on a stage.
I knew nothing different as a child. With my family, as I said, I started when I was only 5 years old. And when people say to me that they can't stand up in front of someone, I don't understand why. But then as I meet these young people who have never done it, it makes sense. And this is a great place to learn that.
You're a perfect example of starting young and then never being afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. I know adults who are petrified to stand up, you know, at a civic meeting or a church meeting or something like that. They just shake and freeze up and everything.
Yeah.
Sis, were you like that before you got involved in community theater, amateur theater?
To be honest, yes, I was like that. I really didn't get involved with acting or being on stage until I was in my early 20s. And it was a little difficult. I got involved with Sing Hosanna first,
mm-hmm.
then Musical Theater Guild, and then Butler Little Theater. And before that, yes, I was very shy. I was a wallflower. I didn't like attention and didn't like speaking in front of people. I mean, I sang, but I didn't like individual, you know, myself just to be the focus of attention. So being with the theater has really helped me to come out and, you know, just be more confident in a lot of different things, just in my personal life or and even in my, you know, work life. You know, I have a little bit more confidence.
I think that's a great thing about amateur theater. Nobody's paid mm-hmm. at the Butler Little Theater. You do it for fun and for love, and the auditions are open to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we welcome new people, and we would love to see more people even backstage. I mean, that is something a lot of folks don't realize. For every, whether a show has two people on stage or 10 people on stage, there is a staff behind them, ushers, housemen, props people, set builders, costumers, makeup. There are 20 or 30 people, regardless of the size of the show, behind the scenes.
You mentioned an Inspector Calls, which will be the spring show, the March show, and that's already been cast, I take it? No? Have auditions been held for that already?
Yes, auditions have been held. It has been cast, but it's always protocol that cast is not mentioned until after this show is done.
That will still leave one more show, though.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have Broadway Bound left.
It's another Neil Simon.
Another Neil Simon. It's the last of the trilogy, and we've already done the other two. The Brighton Beach Memoirs and Biloxi Blues were the first two in the trilogy, and now we're going to finish off with the Broadway Bound.
Is there any Neil Simon show that the Butler Little Theater has not done down through the years?
I have not checked that record. I'm not sure.
Many of them have been done two or three
yes,
times.
That's you know. True.
They're so popular.
Well,
I mean,
count
I
the Odd
really
Couple, come
them.
On.
Oh, they're so good. The Odd Couple's been done at least three times.
Yes.
They did two men's versions, and they did the female Odd
yes.
Couple, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine Boys has been done a couple of times.
Yes.
Well, he's a funny guy. Just died within the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Neil Simon, although he has not been writing for quite some time. Broadway Bound, the last of a trilogy that's semi-autobiographical, right?
Yes, it was.
About Neil mm-hmm. Simon. So that'll be coming up in May. I can't believe we're talking about May already.
Mm-hmm.
But again, anybody who's interested in trying out, or you know somebody who might be?
Absolutely.
Take a look.
Check out our webpage. We always have auditions notices put up. And if you want to work backstage, you can stop in at an audition and sign up there as well.
What about tickets? How do people make ticket reservations? I understand most people are now doing that online. Is that right?
A lot of it is online. And you just go to the bltgroup.org, and there is a link there that you can click on. It'll take you right in. And you just walk through, and it tells you what to do. And as always, we still have our phone available Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's only the 2 weeks before each performance. There again, we are community-based. We're volunteers. We don't have a permanent staff. So, you know, we do try to limit the times that our folks have to be there.
I've seen more and more people as they come into the theater. If they make their reservations online, they can get their ticket pre-printed. All they got to do is walk in and...
Yeah. You don't even have to print your tickets anymore. We now have everything online, and even our ushers have iPads that they can bring up your seating. So if you make it online, don't worry if you don't have a printer. It's already there.
What's this world coming to? The ushers have iPads? You can just walk in?
Yep.
Flash your whatever, your phone, and you're in, huh?
Yeah, you don't even have to do that. Just tell them your name, and they'll find you.
But you can still make reservations by telephone.
Absolutely.
Both of you are on the board of directors right now at the Butler Little Theater, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. That's the governing board that operates the theater, selects the shows for the coming year. Amy, although you've I know, been involved behind the scenes and in administration quite a bit the past few years. You're still doing shows too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I was actually in the first show of the season this year. So it was a lot of fun. I love that.
Have you ever gone back through the programs and counted how many shows you've been involved in?
The last time I counted, if you counted every group I've ever been with since I was 5 years old, it's over 120 that I've worked backstage or on stage.
Starting when you were 5 years old?
Yes. There were a couple years where I did more than one show a year. Just a few.
Well, I think that's going to beat you and I, sis.
I think so.
Combined and multiplied by five, I would think. We're talking about Lunch Hour. It's the Butler Little Theaters. Well, let's see. It's the third show of the current season now. Mm-hmm. And it opens this weekend, Friday night, and then a Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee. It is a matinee, right?
Correct, 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then all of next week, Tuesday through Saturday, at the Butler Little Theater. Gene Kerr. I mentioned Please Don't Eat the Daisies. I can't remember whether the Little Theater ever did that show or not.
I don't remember if we did or not.
Seems familiar to me. Yeah, maybe I've seen it on TV, and that's why I'm remembering it. Yeah. You know, probably on Turner Classic Movies over the past year, especially with the death of Doris Day, because I've been rerunning a lot of her stuff. So you're working with a new guy, Gino DiNardo Jr. Must be nice to meet somebody new. Is he pretty good to work with on stage?
Oh, yes, he is. And it is always nice to have new people come to the theater. He's fitting in very well. He's taking direction very well. He said that he was in a show or two years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a while that he's been on stage, but he seems to be adapting back to it very well. Taking stage direction very well and just doing a great job with it.
I think that's another one of the great things about community theater. Friendships that are formed that will last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Just like you and I.
True. And there's a certain, bonding, camaraderie maybe, that forms whenever you're doing a show together and, get that esprit de corps, a team spirit. Let's go.
Absolutely.
You have to
rely on each other an awful lot.
You do.
Yeah. So Lunch Hour by Gene Kerr. Obviously, the theme here is a little bit of an adult nature, an unlikely duo whose spouses are secretly having an affair. So I suppose we'd put out a reminder to audiences that this would not be appropriate for young kids.
In a way, it is because of the nature of the story, but there's really nothing bad said or done. It's not really awful. But, you definitely don't want to bring little kids. Mm-hmm. But teenagers could probably come to this.
So there's no
PG-13, let's say.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. I was trying to phrase it gently. Gene Kerr and Lunch Hour opens this weekend, Friday night, at the Butler Little Theater. Well, thanks for stopping in. Good to talk with you. Good to see you both.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure.
I'll see you at the theater.
We'll see you at the
Sounds
theater.
Sounds good.
Yes. In fact, I think I'm going to be there this weekend. So
I think you're on the list.
Our guests, Sis Fleming and Amy Kennard. Both board members of the Butler Little Theater here to tell us about the new show that opens this weekend, Lunch Hour by Gene Kerr. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with Bill Reichert, I think, is going to be with us, and George Schroth, and talking about some of the things that are coming up at Tanglewood during this year. I still can't get used to the fact that it's 2020. It just doesn't jive on me yet. But we'll be talking about some of the entertainment things that are coming, some of the live entertainers that are coming to Tanglewood this year. So please stick with us. We'll be back with more of the Monday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR right after these words.
Plan ahead. We've all learned from experience that living day-to-day can lead to too many last-minute surprises, surprises that are often difficult and frustrating to handle. And so it is with a funeral. Planning a proper funeral takes pre-planning, so that during periods of grieving and turmoil, you'll want those arrangements to already be taken care of. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler has been pre-planning funerals for more than 90 years, and the third generation of the same family is here to help you with that planning process now. Make these choices now. The funeral service, the choice of caskets, which minister, priest, or rabbi, cremation, visitations, flowers, church service or not, all these decisions can be made now before your emotions get in the way of logical and practical decisions. Pre-plan now with Thompson Miller. Think about it, and then call us and meet with us to discuss it privately. Call 724-287-3706. 287-3706. Pre-arrangements. It really makes sense. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller. Because we care.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a Best Doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
One of my all-time favorite tunes from way back when was 5 o'clock World by the Vogues. I'm sure many of your listeners, you baby boomers at least, will remember that song. It wasn't the only good tune by the Vogues. And I got good news for you. We'll get details on that coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn. We're going to be talking about some of the entertainment that's coming, some of the entertainers that are coming during the new year to Tanglewood here in Butler. Our guests are Bill Reichert. Bill, good to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Chef George. George Schroth is here, too. Hi, George. How are you?
How are you?
Okay. First of all, let's talk about one event that's coming up. Is it this weekend that Pat Gallagher's there?
Yes.
Yeah? Pat Gallagher's well known around here. Was actually in a group, and I was talking to Pat a week or so ago. I did not know that he was in a group back when he was in late in high school. I said, what was the name of your group? He said, the Novas.
Novas.
Like Supernova, you know?
Chevy Nova.
Yeah, Chevy Nova. But he said they had a pretty good group.
I've heard good things about them.
Yeah? Well, a lot of people from our era, Bill Reichert, had groups starting many times when they were kids in high school, you know? Garage Band, you're rolling your eyes. That was probably you too, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, everybody wanted to get a guitar and sing.
See, where I lived originally when I was young teenager in Queens, we didn't have garages, but everything was apartment houses. So we were literally looking for an echo, and we try to go to the stores along the main street, Junction Boulevard in this mm-hmm, case, mm-hmm. and we try to look for the store with the deepest entryway, and we go as far in as we could, and when you could go one, and it would repeat a little bit, you found the perfect place to sing a cappella, and that was what we call looking for an echo.
I never thought about that. We had many stores in downtown Butler that had those deep entrances. In many cases, there would be show windows on the sides when you were going back in, you know. But I never thought of singing in there. George, were you in a band when you were in high school?
I don't think of singing at all.
No?
No, can't carry a tune.
Hey, George tried singing in the shower and the water went off.
Well, I was briefly in a band in high school, but I would be the first to tell you we weren't very good. But hey, we had fun. That's the important thing.
That's it.
So Pat Gallagher, who was pretty good, with the Novas, and he's been a well-known DJ in this area for many, many years. is going to be having a rock and roll all request oldies dance this weekend. Was it Saturday, George?
Yes, it is Saturday. Doors open at 6.
You're going to have something to eat for the folks who want to come?
Dinner's at 7. We're going to have sliced ham, cheesy potatoes, green beans with hot bacon dressing. We're going to have sheet cakes of different flavors, coleslaw, rolls, butter, coffee set up, and an extra drink like lemonade or something.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, we have on Wednesday, we're starting our family and friends buffet this year. And unlike last year and the year before, we're going to have family and friends buffet every month. We used to have it every third month. We're going to have it every month, and that always features stuffed chicken breast, homemade ham loaf, which has been very popular, and sides to go with that as well. So that's going to happen. And the first of next month, we have our pork chop dinner starting up again.
So the ham thing, though, is day after tomorrow, right?
Wednesday. It is. We stuffed our chicken breast this morning, and we will make the ham loaf tomorrow.
You know that I don't miss your stuffed pork chops.
You don't?
You know that because you see me there every time you have them. And I'm astonished. I've gone early. I've gone later. It's always packed. Have you ever had any of that stuffed pork chop? It's unbelievable, Bill.
I don't miss a Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month. And I used to be a little iffy on the ham loaf. And then one day I tried his ham loaf with the special sauce they put on it. I don't know how you make it, George, but I never I'm a New York boy. We didn't know what ham loaf was. All right, I came here to Butler. I tasted his ham loaf with that sauce. Maybe he'll sneak in and tell us what he makes it out of, but boy, it makes your mouth water.
I don't know. He's kind of covering up his paper there. I think it's probably his.
And that sauce goes on chicken, beef, goes on anything.
Well, I can tell you honestly, and I'm not trying to puff you up, your stuffed pork chops are the best I have ever had anyway.
Thank you.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're big.
And they're fork tender.
Meal in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moist.
Well, that won't be until the beginning of February. That's
right.
a couple of weeks.
We skipped January because it was New Year's Day.
That's right. New Year's Day was a Wednesday this year, so you had to. You had to skip that. But you do have the ham loaf and the chicken breast, right?
Right. Stuffed chicken breast and ham loaf this Wednesday.
Same hours?
Yep.
It goes from 3 to 6 in the afternoon to 6 at night.
3 to 6, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that what's amazing, Dave, is it started off on the Wednesdays with the pork chop dinners. It started off with 300 people, and then as the weather got better, it went up to 400 people. And later in the year, when the weather really got better, you were serving 400 to 500 people. It's become Chef George has done wonders with the dinners here at the Tanglewood, but it's become a go-to place on Wednesdays now, the first Wednesday and now the third Wednesday. All right, so I anticipate that as these friends and families enroll, there'll be 300 to 500 people every third Wednesday, just like there are on every first Wednesday.
Tanglewood has also become quite an entertainment center. And Tanglewood Entertainment is presenting a very special show coming up just before Valentine's Day. Bill Recker, tell us about that.
Well, when I got here to Pennsylvania, I learned the history of the groups here, the doo-wop groups in Pennsylvania. And obviously, last year we had one of the most successful groups in here. We had the Skyliners.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody said, what about that group from Turtle Creek? And in New York, we would have said Turtle Creek. Okay, but
everywhere in the world, they would have said Turtle Creek, except in western Pennsylvania.
But Turtle Creek bred a group called the Vogues. And they came around the end of the 60s, mid to end of the 60s. And so they caught that wave of doo-wop lovers, too. And while their music may not have been termed, quote, doo-wop, because it came later, mm-hmm. And exploded and continued into the 70s. But there are songs like You're the One, 5 O'Clock World, big hit song here in Pittsburgh area was a song called Magic Town. Then they had a song called Turn Around, Look at Me.
I remember that one, yeah.
My Special Angel, No Not Much. They did a rendition of Earth Angel that people absolutely love. Moments to Remember, Till, Greenfields. They had probably as many, if not more, hit records than any other Pittsburgh group had ever had. And you've heard of groups like the Skyliners and the Marcells, whom we've had here at the Tanglewood.
Both Pittsburgh groups, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, everybody loves the Vogues. And we're fortunate enough that Chuck Blasko, who's the only original member now that is continuing to perform, Chuck is going to be there live and in person to do every one of the hits that I just mentioned. And so we're going to have a special Valentine's Day for our Butler residents. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing. It'll be a little early, February 8th, or it's the week, the Saturday before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my goodness, where else can you go for $30 a ticket, bring your own bottle, have two shows, a wonderful dinner that Chef George is going to cook, and a wonderful night out. If you want to sing, you sing. If you want to dance, you dance. If you want to clap, you clap. It's just a wonderful environment. And to have the Vogues kick off Valentine's for us, it's special for our Butler residents.
$30 tickets, are they available already?
Yes, we had to make them available sooner because people were asking, once the word got out, people wanted to get the closer tickets.
Don't want to miss out on the Vogues.
Yeah.
And that $30 includes
the dinner.
A dinner, and what's going to be? You got a special menu.
Carved steak and baked cod, along with the vegetable, potato, and so on, all the sides and dessert.
Baked English cod.
Basically, cod with seasoned breadcrumbs and drizzled with butter. A splash of lemon.
So it's kind of a land and sea buffet.
That's
there,
exactly
right?
What I call it.
Yeah. So you have your choice. Hey, for a dinner like that, $30 is a good, and you get the Vogues on top of that.
And you get the Vogues on top
of that. You do not have your choice. You can have a piece of each.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is getting better and better.
It is. I'm hungry.
Can you call for tickets? Or why,
yes, how just call tickets? For tickets. They'll take it over the phone. You can use credit card. You can come down and pick them up. You know, and they are selling tickets right now. The phone was ringing today.
724-287-0021.
That's the Tanglewood number, right?
That's the Tanglewood number.
287-0021. Well, if you're interested in a great deal and here are the Vogues, I'd call for tickets so you're not disappointed.
Yeah. One of the things that I like to point out to people is the only place you're going to see these quality groups that we've been bringing in, literally, is either to go to a casino or go into Pittsburgh at one of the downtown theaters. And then you've got the drive, and then you've got the drive home. Then you got the expensive parking, and then you walk, and then you got the delay once the show is over of getting out of the parking lot.
And you got to drive home from Pittsburgh.
And you can't bring your own bottle.
Yeah, and if you go into Pittsburgh and start to buy a couple of drinks at the show, you have the drink tax along with it. So here you bring your own bottle. You don't have to pay for parking. I mean, that's a 30% savings just in that.
I agree. We need to take a break. Let's do that. We'll be back to talk more with George and with Bill here on It's Your Turn on WISR Monday edition. We'll be back right after these words. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
You've been so busy getting ready for the holidays that you totally forgot to get your vehicle ready for the winter. No worries. West End Tire and Service kept their snow tire inventory up, but don't wait too long as they're harder to come by later in the season. West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great service, installation, and staff as Siemens provided for years. Their trained technicians will check your air pressure and do tire evaluations for free. Anytime. Stop in and see what's new and be sure to visit them on Facebook. West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street next to Battery Warehouse Plus Butler.
Welcome back. Nice to have you with us. Nice to have George and Bill with us here as well. I want to talk a little bit more about the Vogues because Bill Reichert mentioned that Chuck Blasko will be here. He's the only original member of the Vogues out of Turtle Creek or Turtle Creek, whichever you prefer. I can't believe that he's still singing with them.
And not only still singing, but, you know, he's got that built-in passion. It has never left him. He loves it. He loves it. The two things he loves are, three things he loves are obviously his wife, okay, Patty. He loves to fish, and he loves even more to sing.
Do you know Chuck?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. Good man. I've shared the stage with him a lot. We talk on the phone. It starts off a 5-minute conversation, stretches into a half hour, but we have a good time together.
So the other two guys would be a little bit younger, perhaps, replacing some of the original members?
Yeah, Timmy has been with Chuck and Sean probably 12 to 13 years. Sean Moran is in the picture that we're looking at here. He's to the right. Sean and I sang together in the Holidays for 2.5 years when I first came to Pittsburgh 15 years ago. So Sean looked at us and said, "Hey, fellas, I got a chance to sing with the Vogues. I hope you won't be mad." And we looked at him and said, "Come on, who could be mad at that?" And they auditioned him, and he went on to be the Vogue with the Vogues, and he's been with Chuck and Timmy for all that time.
How many groups have you been involved with down through the years, Bill Reichert? Has to be a lot.
Well, I don't want it to appear like I can't keep a job, but in singing, when I lived in New York, I did what everybody did back in the, you know, 50s and 60s. I sang with a group in a park, and back then you didn't have musicians, you did it a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with a group called the Runarounds. I should say we started as the Runarounds, and we were releasing our first record. And then a group called the Regents, who did Bob Moran, remember Bob, Bob, Bob?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The group called the Regents was releasing a new song called Runaround, and they changed their name from the Regents to the Runarounds. Don't know why. They had a big name as the Regents, but they released their second song, Runaround, as the Runarounds. And here we are as the Runarounds and performing that way for years. And we had to come up with a new name, so we changed our name to the Runaways. But that was the first group I sang with, the Runarounds or the Runaways. And we released two records on Teen Sound Record. And then we got blown off the radio by the Beatles. And you know how that happens. So we looked for an echo, we found it, and then the Beatles came. And the doo-wop, though, never died in New York. It was always kept alive by the revival shows. And when I came here to Pennsylvania, I moved here 15 years ago, I joined a group called the Holidays. They were originally out of Clarendon, PA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Holidays were managed by Joe Rock, who managed the Skyliners, but he had his hands full with the Skyliners. So even though the Holidays reached a level of success here in the Pittsburgh area, they never quite made it as well as the Skyliners. But
you did, however, find out there was another place in the country where doo-wop never died. That was here in western Pennsylvania.
God, I was in heaven. I was in heaven. I came here to Pittsburgh, and they hadn't forgotten about doo-wop. They were immersed in it. And it was because of those shows at the Benedum. And the Benedum kept the doo-wop alive, not only for my generation, but for the younger generation coming up behind us. So I was with the Holidays, and when I left the Holidays, I started my own group called the Doo-Wop Shop. In fact, we're going to be here in Butler at the Tanglewood. The Doo-Wop Shop is coming in right after the Vogues. We'll be in March 14th. We'll be doing a St. Paddy's show. The Doo-Wop Shop and Voices, we're bringing in another group. We'll be doing 50s and 60s as the Doo-Wop Shop, and Voices will be doing 70s and 80s. So we'll have four decades of music. So all ages, people of all ages, should really enjoy that show.
Can't wait to hear Danny Boy and doo-wop stuff.
That would be something.
I'm just kidding, of course.
And then along the way, I was approached by the Pittsburgh Doo-Wop Big Band to audition. They needed a lead, a male vocalist. And I thankfully was asked to join the Pittsburgh Doo-Wop Big Band. It's a 16-piece orchestra, so you have the big band sound of 16 musicians along with the doo-wop oldies sound of the doo-wop. So big band and doo-wop were the two greatest genres of music of my day. Mm. Well, we put them both together. So the Pittsburgh doo-wop big band, we've been not only at the Tanglewood, but we appear at dinner shows throughout the area.
Do you have all this stuff memorized? I mean, at the drop of a hat, could you, you know...
I can only tell you that I found out when I've gotten the real words to the song that I've been singing a lot of these songs. I've been singing the wrong words for 35 years.
That happens a lot. Yeah. In fact, there's a couple of books written about that.
I can imagine.
Misheard lyrics, you know.
I talked to John Fogerty one day, and he was at a show, and somebody approached him from Creedence Clearwater and said, can you play that song, There's a Bathroom on the Right?
Oh, that's not quite it.
I think it's Bad Moon.
Yeah, Bad Moon. I heard Simon and Garfunkel once. I was fortunate to see Simon and Garfunkel 3 times live, I guess. But I saw them in concert once where they blew the lyrics.
Oh boy!
While they started, and they performed very simply. Came out dragging 2 stools, carrying a guitar, sat down and started to play, and they started. That song, I wish it were a Kellogg's Cornflake Floating in a Ball, whatever the name of that song is. And they got mixed up about halfway through the first verse, and they kind of stumbled a little bit, and they looked at each other, and they tried it again, and Art Garfunkel says, put his guitar down, and he says, would you folks mind if we started this all over again?
Oh, my goodness.
Great moment, because, okay. I mean, they had the audience in their hand, even though they'd fluffed it. They made it even better than it was, quite frankly, because that's something you don't get on a record or a CD. You have to be live.
You're right.
You have to be there in person to experience that. That'll be one of the great things about the Vogues coming up on February 8th. Do you have some other groups that are lined up coming to Tanglewood throughout the coming year, Bill?
Yeah, what we've learned is in order to get some of the quality groups to perform at the Tanglewood, you've got to book them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And George has tasked me with the job of approaching these groups and trying to negotiate a fair and equitable price so that our residents can afford these shows at a reasonable ticket price. And as I mentioned, the Vogues will be here February 8th. March 14th will be the Doo-Wop Shop, my group, and the Voices. And in April 18th, we have a group called Lights Out. It's a Frankie Valli tribute group, like the Jersey Boys tribute.
Oh.
And it's taken me almost 15 months to get a date that in order to afford this group, we had to get them when they're traveling from point A to point B. And they're in Cleveland on a Thursday and Friday. They're going to be here on Saturday, April 18th, and then they're going to be back in Jersey on Sunday the 19th. So we caught them en route. And we don't have to pay all of the expenses, so we were able mm-hmm. to get them at a price that we could afford at the Tanglewood, and our residents can enjoy them. But the group is called Lights Out. They've played at almost every major casino from here to Las Vegas. And then on May 16th, we have the Fabulous Gemtones.
Four Seasons Tribute Band, they could go all night. I mean, there's quite a body of work from the Four Seasons, 50 years worth.
Yes, yes. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons make people, stand up and sing and dance. And this group does an equal job paying tribute to them.
I hope they have somebody that can do a good falsetto, because if you're going to be a Frankie Valli tribute band, you've got to have a big falsetto voice.
You're right.
What about you when you sing? I'm guessing rich baritone? Is that it?
I'm a baritone... second tenor lead, mm-hmm. and I can still do the falsetto. Ooh,
wow.
Hit
those high people notes. That perform like you and that you have all your life, and professionally, you tend to have a bigger range than somebody like George and I.
Well, we try to keep it that way. Do a lot of gargling. Just try to keep the vocal cords liquefied. And I don't mean with hard liquor. I mean, with
just the opposite. You
just
don't want
fresh water.
Don't want to drink any of that stuff if you're getting ready to perform.
And I learned to drink warm water rather than cold, because the cold water restricts your vocal cords. The warm water keeps them open. So I didn't know that all my life.
When will tickets for some of these other shows, will you announce when their tickets are available for these upcoming shows?
Yes, the night of the Vogues concert on February 8th, we'll make tickets available for the March 14th show. And the night of March 14th, we'll make the tickets available for the Frankie Valli show. So we try to go 1 month before the next show is coming in. There are a lot of people that like to get their tickets early so they can get closer to the front, mm-hmm. which is anybody who calls in now and gets their tickets for the Vogues, for example, will be able to get closer tickets and have literally, front row seats.
What's the seating arrangement that you use? You have tables, right?
Yeah, we use banquet tables, and there's not a bad seat in the house. There's no pillars to restrict your view. And we sit around 300 people, and when I feed them, I do a double line, double buffet. In other words, four lines.
It doesn't take forever to get your meal.
I feed 300 people in about a half an hour, so that you don't have to wait long. I got to get them fed, get cleaned up, and get ready for the show. And we've done it every time, so it works.
Will most of these other shows that Bill was outlining, will they be dinner shows too?
Oh, they'll all be dinner shows.
Oh, they'll all be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'll probably have different menus.
Different menus. I don't know what I'm doing for the other ones yet. I've just got this week planned. And
hey, I don't want to have it for lunch tomorrow, so I can understand how you wouldn't know what you're going to be doing in March and April. Let's review what's coming up here, because we have a lot of people that listen to the radio in the car. They may have just jumped in. And we're talking with George Schroth and Bill Reichert here about some of the upcoming events at Tanglewood, presented by Tanglewood Entertainment. First of all, George, you've got your ham loaf and stuffed chicken breast dinner coming up
Family and friends
Wednesday.
Dinner on Wednesday. Open at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6, $10 total, no tax, no tip. We do have a to-go setup, so you can take it home. And then on Saturday, we're going to the buffet for the dinner dance.
And that's Pat Gallagher's Rock and Roll All Request Oldies Dance. That'll be a good time.
Right. And as always, first Wednesday of next month will be our pork chop dinner.
Mm-hmm. And then coming up on Saturday, February 8th, which is about a week before Valentine's Day. Hey, Bill, I just thought about this. This would be a great Valentine's Day gift for your sweetheart.
Let me tell you,
get a pair of tickets to see the Vogues.
My sweetheart loves the Vogues, all right? And Joanne and I have been married. It'll be 55 years this year. We've just become grandparents for the first time. And we're going to have... Definitely make sure that we're not babysitting on Saturday, February 8th, because we're going to have fun on... You know what? What I found that the residents in Butler County, there's so many restaurants to select from. I'm just saying, try the Tanglewood on one of the nights that we're having a dinner show. Take your sweetie out for a nice dinner dance, dinner and a show. It's not too expensive, and just have fun.
And you got quite a meal coming up whenever the Vogues concert is coming in, George.
Not a cheap meal, just a good meal.
Mm-hmm. Land and Sea Buffet, carved New York strip, and baked English cod.
Right.
And you can get a little bit of each, right?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. $30 tickets, and the tickets are available now. You can call Tanglewood. Bill, you got that number again to call for tickets?
724-287-0021. And... we welcome the opportunity to get him a good seat.
And we take all major credit cards.
Magic Town. Oh, You're the One. That's another Vogues tune. I forgot all about that one.
You're the one that I really miss.
Turn around, look at me, my special angel. In 5 o'clock world. Yeah. The Vogues. How about that? Right here in Butler on Saturday, February 8th. Always good to talk with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Bill Reichert and George Schroth, Chef George. That wraps up our program for today, the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. I'm Dave Mullarkey. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hope you can join us tomorrow for the Tuesday edition at 12:30.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Mullarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.